Welcome to Play Branson, the show where you get to know Branson's entertainers better. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, and today's episode is brought to you by iBranson.com, where you can find lots of information about Branson's shows and attractions. So if you're looking for the latest schedules, go to iBranson.com. On today's show, we have Leona Williams. She's a country music legend, and this is the first time she's been on the show. I'm really looking forward to learning more about her history. She's played all over the world. She's had her songs recorded by so many big country stars, and she still plays on select dates here in Branson. Did you know that the new Play Branson episodes drop on Monday and air each night at 8 p.m. on the Vacation Channel? You can also always find us on social media or our website at playbranson.com. We've gotten some great input from you on future artists you'd like to see on the show. Keep those comments coming, and we're going to work to get some of those entertainers on future episodes. If you are on vacation looking for dining information, be sure to pick up the Taste of Branson menu magazine. It lists virtually every restaurant in the area and has numerous restaurant menu samples as well. You can find it in most hotel lobbies, and guess what? It's free. We'll be right back with Leona Williams here on Play Branson.
There are so many things to do in Branson. You need help planning and booking all your fun. You need iBranson.com. You can find everything Branson has to offer, from your computer, tablet, or cell phone. You can even buy tickets online or talk to one of their friendly Branson travel specialists. There's no sales pitches, no delivery fees, no service fees, and no waiting. It's fast and easy. Find your fun at iBranson.com. Do it all online or call 877-ENTERTAIN. That's 877-368-3782. iBranson.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to Play Branson. And on today's show, for the first time ever, I have Leona Williams. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have you here. And as I did my research, like, your history in country music is amazing. Now, before we talk history, we have to let people know that you have a show here in town, but it's only a limited number of dates, and we're going to talk about that show.
Okay.
But it's called, what is it? Tell people what it's called.
It's called the Nashville Roadhouse Live Band with Stevie Lee Woods, and then we're special guests like Grand Ladies plus special guest Ron Williams.
Okay, so the Grand Ladies of country music, kind
yes.
of, and,
mm-hmm.
and you're performing there
with
Stevie, with Stevie Lee then?
Uh-huh, Stevie Lee, yeah.
Okay.
He's the main entertainer.
Okay.
Yes. Stevie Lee Woods and the Nashville Roadhouse Live Band.
Okay, so you know what? I didn't realize you guys all performed together, so that's good for me to know that. Okay, let's go way back.
Okay.
And let's talk about your history in this business and how did you get started, and take us along the journey.
Well, I'll start out when I was a little kid. My parents, my daddy played fiddle really good. I have 7 brothers and 4 sisters.
Oh,
there's
my
12
gosh.
Of us. You know, we lived in the country. Anyways, it's a kind of a long story, but we all played guitars and fiddles and stuff, you know. And so I grew up doing that. And then when I was 15 years old, this disc jockey named Johnny Music from Jefferson City, he heard me sing and he said, let's get some sponsors and get you a radio show.
At 15 years old, wow.
Yes, yeah. So I was in town and I asked some of the people there in this little town of Vienna, Missouri, about sponsoring me a show. It's called Leona Sings. And I had this radio show on KWS in Jefferson City for quite a while. And it was every Saturday morning you could hear me sing. You know.
Were you singing live or was it taped?
It was taped.
It was taped.
We taped it like on a Thursday night or something.
Okay.
And then they played it back on Saturday and we had about 30-minute show and with some, sometimes my brother would be playing fiddle on there, you know, and stuff
mm-hmm.
with me. And anyways, I grew up doing music, playing all that. And then I went to beauty college and got married. I'm real young and moved to the St. Louis area. And one day at the beauty shop, I got a call. I'd met Loretta Lynn through the Wilburn Brothers. They had a show and I'd went to the show and So we wound up all meeting and going out to eat and everything. So we booked Loretta with our band. My kids' dad and me had a band. And so we booked Loretta on some show dates. And anyway, she liked our band real good. And she always said the sweetest thing. She said, if I ever make it, I'm going to help you kids.
Oh, wow.
So one day I got a call at the beauty shop. And she said, I'm starting my first band. It's called the Blue Kentuckians. And I want y'all to move to Nashville.
Wow.
So we just jumped at that chance.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And so we moved to Nashville and we was there for, Loretta carried her own band for about a year. And then she decided not to. Well, by then I had a record deal. So the rest is history. I've just traveled everywhere.
How old were you when you got your first record deal?
I was 25.
25.
Mm-hmm.
But Loretta played a big influence in you even going to Nashville.
She did. She's the reason we got there. She said, I'll have you a house and all that. So I traveled with Loretta, and we rode many a mile back to back. I'm just a kid, you know, and I'd fix her hair. You know, I'd been to beauty college, and she liked that. She liked my hair brushes or whatever, you know. So anyway, we had a lot of fun together. And she recorded the first song I ever had recorded.
Oh, wow.
It's on her Don't Come Home a Drinking album. And, you know, just later on, I was writing songs, and Tammy Wynette recorded some of my songs, and Connie Smith had a top 10 record of a song I wrote called Dallas. And it's just one step at a time, you know. I've just been here a long time, and I've been very successful. I'm very proud and thankful. Yeah.
So did you gravitate more to songwriting or performing, or were you trying to do both at the same time?
Probably both at the same time. Mainly singing, trying to get work, you know. And then I got to be where I was successful at songwriting, you know. Yeah. And then being from this little town of Vienna, Missouri, they honored me about 5 years ago or so. And named a highway going through Vienna, Missouri, Leona Williams Highway, because I'd lived in Tennessee, and then I moved back to Missouri to be close to my mom and all that. So I just, I'm from this little town, and I'm from Missouri, and this is home to me.
Yeah. Now, how many albums have you recorded over time? Any idea? Do you remember?
I really have not counted them up, but I have... probably 5 albums. I recorded live album at San Quentin Prison.
Wow.
I did. It's called that San Quentin's First Lady. Yeah. And the reason I did
now,
that...
I hope you weren't in there for like an offense or anything.
Actually, the truth is about that, I got involved with a guy and opened the show and traveled with a guy named Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, folks. Did you hear that? Merle Haggard.
And Merle was a big fan of mine. He liked my record I had called Yes, Ma'am. He found me in a honky-tonk. So anyway, Merle wanted me to open some shows for him. And so he kept calling. And finally I said, okay, let me see if I can work this out. So I did. And then I always say this all in fun. We got to having too much fun and we got married. But and we were together 9 years,
okay,
you know, working the road and stuff. But Merle.
So now, when you say married, did literally married or just married business wise?
Oh, we were married.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I was Miss Leona. I was his second Leona, his first wife, the mother of Marty and Noel, Dana and Kelly, his 4 kids. That's her name was Leona.
Okay.
I got to meet her too.
Okay. So he married. Oh, that's wild.
He had 2 Leonas, and on his right arm. He had Leona. It looked like I autographed it, you know, a tattoo right there.
Yeah. So,
anyways, Merle and I, we played a lot of music together, and he was a, you know how people love Merle, you know, and how he was such a great singer and all that. And he had an idea for a girl to go do a live album at San Quentin, you know, because I always say this all in fun too. He knew the ropes. He was stationed there one time for about 3 years.
Okay.
So anyway, we went there, and I say this too is fun. I'm always carrying on. But he even showed me his cell,
and
it wasn't his phone. Huh. But anyway, that was good. We had we did a show there, and then after that, I got calls from different places like Missouri State Prison. They wanted to see about me doing shows there. I did 3 years in a row. I did a show at Missouri State Prison, and they gave me a honorary convict ward and all kinds of stuff, you know. But it's fun. And anyway,
you've done a lot of things that not a lot of other people have.
I do, and I'm thankful. You know, when I got to go San Quentin, I got to go, me and long time ago, I was just a kid, but after I done this album, you know, I was like in my 30s, early 30s. And so I did a prison show up in Wisconsin, and with the Tex Ritter was even on the show, you know. And so it was like, wow. So
you've had so many artists record your music. When I look through here, it's like George Jones, Mo Bandy, Randy Travis, Tammy Wynette, Gene Watson, Merle Haggard, Loretta Lynn, Ray Price, Willie Nelson, Connie Smith, and it says many others. Like, that's pretty amazing.
Daniel O'Donnell, you know who that
is?
From Ireland.
Yeah.
He did one of my songs, and he's a good friend, and I've been to Ireland many times, and I was at Daniel's house and at his mom's house, and he's a good friend. And then Tony Kerr, I did some duets with him over in Ireland.
Wow.
And my son Ron Williams is a wonderful singer, and he did a duet with a girl over there that sings real good, did a song we wrote. They did a duet. And so it's I've been lots of places.
You have. And we're gonna go to a commercial break, which is another place, and we'll be right back in just a second. Folks, welcome back to Play Branson, and on the show today we have Leona Williams, what I would consider really a country music legend, and we're just so excited to have you here. And tell people, you do some shows on select dates in Branson, so tell people a little bit about that show.
Yes, I love Branson to start with. I have so many wonderful friends here because, you know, in 2001, 2003, all those years right there, I was with the Grand Ladies, and it featured Miss Jeannie Shepherd, Jean Shepherd from the Grand Ole Opry, and it had Wanda Jackson, and it was like Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and there was Mary Lou Turner, who is still with us some here on some of the shows, you know, or on the main show that we're doing here now. And they're all just good friends, and so I don't know, I just, something about Branson, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And so I'm proud to be here, and Stevie Lee Woods is one of the best entertainers I ever seen, and he has the show, Stevie Lee Woods and the Nashville Roadhouse Live Band. And then, so he adds different singers, and he's the main entertainer, does the show. Then he calls out the Grand Ladies, plus my son, Ron, plus special guest, Ron Williams. So we do that show, and then some weekends he'll have some other people come in and do what we do.
So you're almost like a feature in the show. So you come out both sets or just one set? Or?
Just one set at the end of the show.
Kind of at the end of the show. Okay.
And then Stevie will come out there, and we sing a gospel song together and stuff. Stevie's such a good entertainer.
Oh,
he never stands still. I play guitar, so I've stay right by the microphone, you know. But he just talks to the people. He's got a great personality. We have dancers. We have the steel player plays fiddle, so he does that Charlie Daniels great fiddle tune, you know, on there. And we just got a great show, and I'm very proud to be with Stevie over there.
Yeah. Now, do you still write music?
Yes, I do, actually. I have a couple songs on Mo Bandy's new album.
Okay.
Yes, that I co-wrote them with a couple of different friends, and that's the newest thing, you know. But I have a song called We're Strangers Again. Ron and I have been doing that on our show. And Randy Travis and Tammy Wynette recorded it back in the day, and they had a, you know, they were nominated for Duet of the Year on CMA Awards because of that song. And I'm so proud of that. Plus, I just got through recording it again with a guy named Brian Moon. He's in Canada.
Huh.
Yes. So wow.
How do all these people find you? Like, how do they, like, do you, is there like a publisher they go to, or how does that all work?
I guess they just hear it on some of our records, you know, and they have this studio in Clarksville, Tennessee. They asked me to, could I come by there and would I sing a duet with Brian, you know, and I had never met Brian.
Okay.
But I listened to him sing and I thought, yeah, I'll record with him. So he liked my song, so he asked me to sing it with him. Of course, I had a duet on it with Merle. When I was married to Merle, we had a duet album.
And you said you were married to him for what, 9 years?
I was with him 9 years. We were only married right at six.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we traveled a lot together, and you know, I sang on Merle's records, "The Roots of My Raising," "Big City," a lot of that. And Merle recorded a song I wrote called "You Take Me for Granted." That was number one record for him. I also wrote a song that I had as title of my album. It's called "Someday When Things Are Good." It was title of one of my albums. And Merle recorded it with his wonderful voice. He had a number one record of it. And as Johnny Russell used to say there in Nashville, made me a lot of money and I spent it. I always say that all.
Now, you have been inducted into lots of Hall of Fames. The Missouri Country Music Hall of Fame, the Country Music Association of Texas Hall of Fame, the North American Country Music Hall of Fame in Tennessee, and the Mobile, Alabama Country Music Hall of Fame. Like, that's a lot of Hall of Fames.
It is, yes.
Holy cow.
And I'm proud of every one of those, I'll tell you.
Well, I think there's not very many people, number one, that can have this long of a musical career. And you've done it, and you've done it, and with your own albums, with other people, and what an accomplishment!
I'm very thankful, you know, to get to be able to sing with George Jones. You know, he was always my favorite singer, and then get to sing with Merle and George. I you know, the harmonies like on, they had an album together, a duet album, Merle and George, and a song called "Yesterday's Wine." You know. Yeah. Willie Nelson had written it, and same ways. So I'm singing on that. I'm singing on a lot of stuff. And me and George recorded a song I'd written called "Best Friends."
Oh wow!
And that's on an album he's got called "Lady's Choice" album.
I guess I'm guessing you've seen a lot of change in the music industry
over time.
And you know, I was reading an article the other day how they were talking about how country music's kind of making a big resurgence now. And
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
And people, so our crowds are getting bigger. They want to hear real country music. So many people, they're not hearing what they'd like to be hearing, seems like, you know. But, you know, everything changes, but sometimes I think it changed too much, too fast. So I think it's kind of slowly coming back to.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're doing lots of dates all around, not just in Branson. And so when I went to your website, which is leonawilliams.com, right? Did I get it right?
Right, that's
so folks, you can go there and you can see where she's playing in other places, and you're literally all over the place.
Yes, I'm actually in the morning, I'm fixing to go to Montana to do a show out there. Livingston, Montana, they have a big country music show there, and I'm going to be on that, and then in a few days, I'll go down to Montgomery, Alabama, to Hank Williams' 100th birthday celebration.
Wow.
I'm so excited about that. And then I'm going to be flying to Canada and in Nova Scotia. And, of course, you know, the great singer Hank Snow, you know, that was on the Opry all those years and had so many hits and all that. But they have that museum up there, Hank Snow Museum, and so we're doing a big show there, which I've been on it a few years ago. I was on it before COVID. But I'm doing that show again, and I'm going to Hank Snow's museum this time.
Wow. Folks, we're just blessed to have Leona here on the show today. She's been very influential in country music, and man, just thanks for coming out to the show. It's
pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for asking me. I appreciate it a whole bunch.
Folks, we'll be back in just a second to wrap the show up.
There are so many things to do in Branson. You need help planning and booking all your fun. You need iBranson.com. You can find everything Branson has to offer, from your computer, tablet, or cell phone. You can even buy tickets online or talk to one of their friendly Branson travel specialists. There's no sales pitches, no delivery fees, no service fees, and no waiting. It's fast and easy. Find your fun at iBranson.com. Do it all online or call 877-ENTERTAIN. That's 877-368-3782. iBranson.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to Play Branson. We're wrapping up the show. Thanks for watching today. Our guest this week was Leona Williams from the Grand Ladies of Country Music. And they perform out there with Nashville Roadhouse Live. You can catch them in Branson on select dates, September 22nd and 23rd, October 27th and 28th, and November 24th and 25th. Now, one thing that Leona did not mention to you is she has a new album out called Keeping It Country, and it is on her website at leonawilliams.com. Next week's guest is Becky Blair from IMAX Entertainment Complex, and so we look forward to talking to her. It'll be her first time on the show. Other special events coming up in September and October are as follows. The Oak Ridge Boys are going to be playing numerous dates at the Mansion Theater. They start out on September 20th and 21st. Jimmy Fortune on the 21st. Gene Watson, September 22nd. The Grand Ladies of Country, we talked about that, on September 22nd and 23rd. And then we go into October. Larry's Country Diner, October 2nd through the 6th, over at Clay Cooper's Theater. They're going to have folks like the Texas Tenors, Gene Watson, Rhonda Vincent, the Malpress Brothers, and the Isaacs. October 4th and the 5th, Oak Ridge Boys come back to town, followed by October 5th of Jimmy Fortune. October 6th through the 8th, the Women of Joy event featuring Danny Gokey. October 11th and 12th, Oak Ridge Boys are back in town, followed by October 12th of Jimmy Fortune. October 13th, Grammy Award winner Ricky Skaggs is in town sharing some of his great bluegrass music. October 14th, the Gatlin Brothers are here. The Oak Ridge Boys come back on October 18th and 19th, followed by October Jimmy Fortune on the 19th. The Bellany Brothers make a stop here on October 20th. Gene Watson, October 21st. Praise Fest Fall Retreat, October 23rd through the 25th. Now this, if you like Southern Gospel, tons of Southern Gospel acts in that. Followed by a concert on October 25th of the Isaacs. Jimmy Fortune, October 26th. The Oak Ridge Boys, October 26th and 7th. The Grand Ladies of Country, October 27th and 28th, and Paul Harris finishes this month of October out. Paul Harris and the Cleverleys, October 28th. Here's the deal. If you need help planning your vacation, or if you're like, hey, I want to know what shows are playing all the time and the special events, go to iBranson.com or call those folks at 1-877-ENTERTAIN. They can help you plan your entire Branson vacation. We'll see you next week here on Play Branson. Thank you.